This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, this is Summer, and I wanted to share another story. You guys had played my story a while back about some experiences at the Queen Mary in Long Beach, California. And when I was an adolescent living at a house in Orange County, my parents were going through a divorce, and I was probably around 13. And I don't know if this would be what you would call poltergeist, but there were so many different things that happened in our house. And the interesting thing was my parents collected strange artifacts, also things from movies, scary movies, things from the set. And we even had an old, I think it was a World War I wicker casket that was empty in one of the rooms on display. And a lot of cultural artifacts, things from Tibet, statues, you know, all sorts of interesting things. So it was quite a lot of different probably energies in the house. And around the time my parents were going to get divorced, it's a stressful time of adolescence. And there was a lot of interesting things that started happening. And so I'll try and share what I can remember. One of them was in the mornings when I was getting ready with my mom. Sometimes I would notice that the faucet would drip. And one morning in front of both of us, I was trying to learn how to put on makeup, looking at the cover of Cosmo magazine. And as I'm standing there next to her, I noticed that the dripping of the faucet suddenly started to turn to a really small stream. We both got scared. But what was really unsettling is we started to see the actual knobs turn on the faucet, and then it was full blast. And she and I both ran out, hearts racing, very scared, not sure what happened. That never happened again, but definitely something that was unforgettable. We also had a room where my bedroom was right next to my parents' bedroom and shared a wall. And toward the end, before we all separated and moved out, I used to hear knocking in the walls in between our doors, to the point I would listen for a while, think, am I just falling asleep? You know, maybe it's my imagination. And lo and behold, I would wake up my parents. We would search. I thought maybe there's a rodent in the walls. Nothing would be found, but we could still hear them knocking really subtly. Some nights for probably a period of a couple months. That's the same room also where one time I woke up and I did have a candle. I probably should not have had it on. I fell asleep. It was at the foot of my bed on a speaker above my TV. I was probably watching Up All Night with Rhonda or something back in the day. And I woke up and the speaker was on fire. But that could have been something not paranormal, just, you know, not being cautious enough. I was into getting scared and ghost stories. So I remember my friend and I decided to try something called ghost riding. We were lying on the ground with our backs to the door on our tummies, you know, our legs in the air, talking and doing this thing where we have the paper out and our pen, and you're supposed to sit there and let the pen just kind of do its thing and move. And we both felt like someone was behind us, and we kept looking, but it was a really strong presence. It was very scary, just have that feeling of being watched. But we kept looking, and my door was closed. And what was interesting is my door was kind of a loud one. It made a lot of noise when you really got it shut completely or first started opening it. We proceeded to try the ghost riding, and when we turned around, my door was actually wide open, and neither of us heard anything. And so we both panicked, ran down the long corridor of the hallway where all the bedrooms and bathrooms were, through the big tile family room, which went to the kitchen and into the backyard. And we were screaming and kind of laughing, thinking maybe it was a prank. We were the only ones in that area, though, and then we really realized how big that was, that this just happened. And we peered inside from the sliding door And when we look back in, it was also really scary because the door was now closed that we had just ran through that separated the long corridor, the hallway with all of the rooms from the family room. It was almost like something came in, something didn't want us back. I don't know. A couple other things that happened. One time I was in that very same kitchen. I used to love pickles and cheese as a snack. I went to grab a pickle jar and it exploded in my hand and I screamed and had my parents help me clean it up. And another time in that very same kitchen, right behind the fridge, was a trash can that had a lid that was not attached. And the lid actually flew up and hit me, my lower back, and then dropped to the floor. So those were some of the memories. It was quite scary. The only other thing that happened that I can recall is one night my mom had awoken to hearing someone calling out a name sounding really clear in the house, calling out my dad's name, actually, and really loud, and it startled her to the point she got up and searched the house and no one was there. Oh, and that reminds me, and one other time, we collected also like giant speakers. My dad used to be a musician. There was something from the set of a movie, I think, that had to do with Elvis that might have been filmed in Hawaii. And one of the giant speakers that was stacked, it sounded like that fell. It woke everyone in the house. We searched the house. There was nothing out of place. And to this day, we have no idea what made this giant crashing sound. After we moved out, nothing happened at the new house in a different location. And I don't know if it was fraught with energy from some of those artifacts or what was going on in the family dynamics, but that was the most paranormal activity ever experienced. I mean, we had old Ouija boards, we had all sorts of things, so goodness knows what it could have been, but I would love to hear your thoughts. Thank you so much for a fun show. Take care.
This has been a Grave Confession from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.